3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupobauan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Bauan.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com. You're listening. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Lo que escuchas to Vaughan Radio. Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome, yes, sir. Here we are together once again. What's today? Today's Monday. Monday is the first day of the week, the first day of the working week, and we have a Spanish tennis player who has reached the quarterfinals. Cuartos final, I think, Nacho. He's reached the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. Are you following it? No, you're not. Okay. Yeah, Alcaraz. What's his first name? Do you remember Carlos? I think it's Carlos Alcaraz. Yeah. So we have a new... We have a new potential champion for the future. And if he can reach the quarterfinals on hard court tennis, hard court is pista dura. That means probably because he's Spanish and has grown up on the clay courts, he'll probably be, probably poor Paris, the French. They had Nadal winning, what, 12 or 13 tennis tournaments in Roland Garros, and they'll have Alcaraz winning another 12 or 13. Okay. But in any case, we'll see how he does. He's 18 years old. He's young. He's a hard player. It's interesting to see. Now he'll be playing a Canadian in the quarterfinals. Yes. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. But welcome to Monday's edition of Richard Vaughan Live. Here we are on a Monday. In September, yes, the football season has started in the United States. American football, yes. And just yesterday, the game between Spain and, who did they play yesterday? It was 4-0 Georgia. Yeah, Spain defeated Georgia. Spain defeated Georgia 4-0. And then in South America, there was an important game between Argentina and Brazil, and it was called off. After about 10 minutes, I think, because of COVID questions. It was strange. I started watching it and decided to come back later. To come back and start watching it later, maybe in the middle of the first half or towards the end of the first half. And when I came back and checked, it's, what's going on? ¿Qué pasa aquí? What's going on? And I couldn't figure out what was going on. Finally, I did. All right, so what shall we do today? Well, let's start with some inverse translations, okay? Nadie le cree. Nobody believes him. ¿Por qué nadie le cree? Why doesn't anybody believe him? So the question, the structure of the question is very different from the structure of the affirmative. Nobody believes him. Oh, yeah, why not? Why doesn't anybody, why doesn't anyone believe him? Nobody believes him because he never tells the truth. He never tells the truth. Why doesn't he ever tell the truth? I don't know. He has trouble telling the truth. He makes up stories. See? Se inventa historias. Yes, he makes up stories. And why does he make up stories? Don't ask me. I have no idea. Go ask him yourself. Go ask him Ask him, que ask him. Go ask him yourself. But he's grown up making up stories and gotten away with it, apparently. He's grown up making up stories and gotten away with it. He has grown up making up stories and has gotten away with it. The British would say, he's grown up making up stories and has got away with it. To get away with something means lo haces si no te pillan. Te sales indemne. Yeah. Te sale bien. Hacer el mal. That means to get away with it. To get away with murder. You're getting away with murder. My God. To get away with it. And so nobody has, but finally, his habit of lying, his habit of fabricating stories, his habit of making up stories has finally caught up with him. Le ha alcanzado. Le han pillado. They've finally caught up. And now nobody believes him. Why doesn't anybody believe him? Because he makes up stories all the time. Oye, ¿has visto esto? Have you seen this? Have you seen this? This type of question, when I'm doing an inverse translation exercise, the natural quality of the question is so strong that people say, no lo he visto, ¿qué es? Then, no, tradúcelo. Ah, you want me to translate it. Si, has visto esto? Have you seen this? Have I seen what? This. Yeah, well, what is it? It's called a remote control. Okay, yeah? What are you supposed to do with it? You simply push the buttons and change channels. Hey, that's cool. Now, this is true. I remember in 1977, maybe. 1978. Yes. That was when I first saw a remote. Here you call it un mando a distancia. We call it a remote control, and in short, we call it a remote. Where's the remote? It's under the pillow, the remote. A remote control. I remember the first time I saw a remote control for the television, and that was, I think, in 1977. I was visiting the U.S., and Janet Pearson, I was in her house with her new husband. They had just gotten married, and they showed me, look, you push this button, and it changes channels. Cool. You don't have to get up. So it's easier to become a couch potato. A couch potato is uno que pasa todo el tiempo en el sofá, engordando. Yeah. So it's a couch potato with a remote control. But it's interesting about a remote control. Men enjoy remote controls more than women, I think. Men enjoy the sensation, the feeling of sitting on the couch or in an armchair or in bed and simply pushing a button with your thumb and automatically things change. That my will be done. Que hágase mi voluntad. Con este mando a distancia. And you push the button, you can change channels only with the slight, minuscule movement of your thumb. So you can be sitting comfortably on the sofa, not moving a muscle except your thumb, just a little bit, plop, plop, and you can change channels. Now, if you're girlfriend or spouse or wife is sitting next to you and say, darling, would you mind stopping in some channel and not just channel surfing constantly? And so women sometimes get irritated with the man changing channels so often, but we like to do that. That's one difference. You notice with the channel changer, with the remote control, you notice a certain difference between male and female. All right, so, ¿has visto esto? Have you seen this? Las cosas van bien. Yeah. Las cosas van. Things are going okay. Things are going fine. Things are going well. Things are going good. Yeah, things are going fine. So far. You never know that starting in 10 minutes, everything will change. But for now, for the moment, for the time being, por el tiempo siendo, for the time being, que significa de momento, for the time being, things are really going well. I have no complaints. There's no reason to complain. Everything's going fine. I'm surprised. I was expecting because of this COVID problem that things would turn against us. Las cosas torcerían, but no. Things haven't turned against us. Things are going okay for the moment, for now, for the time being. So, touch wood, as the British say. If you say touch wood in the United States, people have no idea what you're talking about. I said, what do you mean touch wood? Touch wood. Ah, knock on wood. Okay, in America we say knock on wood. And there's a very famous song called Knock on Wood. Have you ever heard it? Nacho, have you ever heard the song Knock on Wood, Te Suena? Yeah? All right. Lyrics, knock on wood. Yes. So, but I can't find the original. Yes, the original. The original Knock on Wood, because there have been a lot of different, versions of Knock on Wood. And I don't know which one is the original version. Ba, 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 ba. I can play it on the guitar if you want. Do you have Knock on Wood, Nacho? Yeah. Let's hear the version and see if it's the original. Put it on. It's taking time. Is it on? Let's hear it. Yeah. I'm not superstitious. All right. You better knock. Más vale que toques madera, eh? You better knock on wood. So the Americans say knock on wood. That's a classic from the 1960s, Knock on Wood. It's very easy to play on the guitar. if you know how to play simple chord. Well, you need to know how to play bar chords. Bar chords is probably one of the first challenges of a new guitarist, a person who's learning how to play the guitar. And so one of the first challenges is a bar chord. Now, bar chord, I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Bar chords. Bar chord. Let's see if we can find what it's called in Spanish. It's called, let's see, cejilla. No, pero cejilla es una cosa que pones. Maybe it's the same thing. You know, the bar chord. Hey, Nacho, cejilla is what you put on your guitar, right? But also when you use your finger like that, it's called cejilla as well? All right. Okay, well, I've learned something new today in Spanish, eh? Cejilla. So cejilla has two meanings. One is to place an instrument on the neck of your guitar in order to create a new bar and to play from there. And or also to use your index finger instead of the cejilla instrument. So now I know. Yes. Now those are bar chords, and to play Knock on Wood, you need to play bar chord. Well, you don't do. You can play it with your thumb over the top of the neck of the guitar, but I'm not going to explain that. It's too complicated if you don't understand how to play a guitar. Knock on wood, touch wood. All right. So, las cosas van bien. Things are going fine. Knock on wood. Things are going British. Oh, things are going fine. Touch wood. All right. Llámame si me necesitas. Call me if you need me. Call me if you need me. And if I don't need you, well, call me anyway. I'm feeling lonely tonight. I need some company. So give me a ring, even if you don't need me. All right. Llámame si me necesitas. Call me if you need me. Give me a ring. Call me up. To call me up, you don't need to say call me up. Call me up is dame un toque. Call me up. Call me if you need me. If you ever need me, I'm here. Whenever you need me, just give me a ring. Siempre que me necesites, pues simplemente con darme un toque. Whenever, whenever. Anytime, anytime you need me, I'm here, my love. Anytime you need me, baby, I'll come running. Vendré corriendo, I'll come running. Anytime you need me, whenever you need me, I'll come running. No me gusta tratar con esa gente. I don't like to deal with those people. Yes, I don't like to deal with those people. Con esa gente, aquella gente. I don't, y luego, no me gusta estar con gente como esa. I don't like to deal with people like that. This is strange in English because people is always plural. However, we don't say in English, I don't like to deal with people like those. So that's a strange exception, a very strange exception with people. People are, people go, people have. Always plural. Those people. These people. But people. I don't like to deal with people like that. It should be, I don't like to deal with people like those. But we don't say that. For some strange reason. And I never realized that it was a fellow by the name of Javier. Javier Pizarro, I remember his name. He spoke very good English, eh? Good guy. You know, he was in the world of IT, information technology, and I think he transferred into the, he decided to change professions, yeah, to switch professions, and I think he's in the world now of Administración de Comunidades de Propietarios. It's a big strand, it's a big change, eh? Strange. But in any case, a very intelligent guy, very good guy, and he pointed that out to me once about 12 years ago. And I never realized it. I mean, I've been teaching English for 47 years, and there's still things that I don't realize about my language. There's still some things that I don't realize. Things, and many English teachers, we don't realize things about our own language. For example, when you speak in the affirmative, supposedly, se supone, supposedly you don't use the auxiliary verb, except when you are... when you want to be emphatic. No, no, te equivocas. Sí me gustan las patatas. You're wrong. I do like potatoes. You say I don't like potatoes. No, 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 no. I do like potatoes. Yo sí, sí que me gustan. I do. No, estás equivocado. Sí fui a la playa con ellos al final. Sí, sí que fui. I did go. You didn't, but Richard didn't go to the beach with the people. Excuse me, you're wrong. I did go. In the end, I did go. Okay, but then, in the affirmative, with not only, no solo fui a la playa con ellos, sino que fui a la montaña al día siguiente. Not only did I go to the beach with them, but I went with them to the mountains on the following day as well. Not only did I go to the beach, no solo toco la guitarra, sino toco el piano también. Not only do I play the guitar, but I play the piano as well. So this is a strange structure, but it's affirmative. No solo toco. Not only do I play, but I also... The second part of the sentence is normal affirmative. Not only did I go to the beach yesterday, but... The day before yesterday, I went to the mountains. I went. But the first one's not only did I, not only do I. No solo iré con ellos mañana, sino que les acompañaré pasado mañana también. Not only will I go. not only will I go with him tomorrow, but I'll go with him the day after tomorrow. Strange things. Strange things about this. But in any case, no me gusta tratar con gente como esa. I don't like to deal with people like that. Or I don't like to deal with those kinds of people. Esas clases de personas. That kind. In Spanish, you say, for example, ese tipo de, no bebo ese tipo de alcohol. I don't drink that kind of alcohol. That kind. All right. But if you say, no bebo esa clase de bebidas, bebidas en plural, in English we say, I don't drink those kinds of drinks. I don't consume those kinds of drinks. We pluralize the entire second part of the sentence. Esa clase de gente me cae mal. Those kinds of people, I don't like those kinds of people. Yes. So it's strange. But in any case, dame una oportunidad más, anda. Give me one more chance. Come on. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Come on. I deserve a second chance. Come on, please. What do you mean a second chance, Richard? That's chance number 7. You want me to give you a 7th chance? Don't change the story and start saying a second chance. This is the 6th time. If I give you a second chance, this will be second chance number 6. I gave you a first chance and you failed. So I decided to give you a second chance. And you screwed up. All right. Screwed up. And then you asked for a third chance and said, okay, I finally gave in because I'm a softy. So un balandengue. I'm a softy. So I gave in and gave you a third chance and you screwed up again royally. Now, and then finally, and you say, come on, give me just one more chance. Come on, just one more. And I gave in. Dil brazo a torcer. You twisted my arm. And I gave in. Torcías mi brazo. Se dice al revés en inglés. En español, di el brazo a torcer. Pero tú me torciste el brazo. You twisted my arm and I gave in. And gave you chance number 5. And again, you failed. And then you said, you know, I have a feeling. I have a feeling deep inside. Tengo una corazonada, un presentimiento. I'm a feeling that this time is the definitive time I'm going to succeed. So, just because I have a big heart, I decided to give you chance number 6. And you screwed up again. Everything went wrong. Todo salió mal. Everything went wrong. To go wrong. When algo sale mal, it means it goes wrong. What went wrong? ¿Qué ha fallado? ¿Qué ha pasado? ¿Qué ha fallado? What went wrong? Algo está fallando. Something's going wrong. Algo ha fallado. Something has gone wrong. And so the entire project went wrong. So you want chance number 7? Ya, dame una oportunidad más, anda, porfa. Give me one more chance. Just one more. Come on, give me another chance. I deserve it. You deserve it. After six failures, you still want one more chance? Well, all right. Alguien te está esperando. Somebody's waiting for you. What do you mean somebody's waiting for you? I don't know. There's a person sitting in your car. There's a person sitting in my car? Where? In the passenger seat. Who? I don't know. A girl. There's a girl in my car. Yeah. Outside, on the street. Yeah. Well, what's she doing there? Well, I said to her, hi. I said, what are you doing there? I said, I'm waiting for Richard. She said, I'm waiting for Rick. That was my name. This was in 1970, in the summer of 1970. And he went into the party. I was in a party. And he said, hey, there's somebody outside waiting for you. I said, there's somebody outside waiting. What do you mean outside? Outside on this, in the front yard? The front yard of the house. It was a house party. The parents were away. Yeah. Like the movie with Tom Cruise. Do you remember the movie with Tom Cruise? The movie that made Tom Cruise famous. Tom Cruise. What was the name of that movie? What was the name of the movie? The first movie. Filmography. Let's see if I can find it. Top Gun? No. I can't find it. His filmography. It was at the very beginning. In the very, very beginning. Clave, Negocios Arriesgados. Risky Business. 1983. And most of the movie takes place in a house party he has. And so I was at a house party. I was 18. And if one of my friends walks into the party and says, there's a girl waiting for you outside in your car. I said, in my car? Who? I don't know. She didn't say her name. She didn't tell me her name. So I went out, and it was Janie Higdon. Janie Higdon. Janie Higdon. I wonder if I can find her. Janie Higdon. And she was waiting, and she said, no, I was hoping you can take me home. And I said, well, I'll be back in 10 minutes. Sit tight. And I took her home.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo, en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class. Pam, 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 maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 911-33-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
I have personally taught 2,000 people. I have supervised the teaching of more than 50,000. I know what works and I know what doesn't work. The secret is the motivation of the student. It's the student who learns the language. It's the student who solves the problem. However, the catalyst, el culpable del bien, is the Vaughan method and the Vaughan teacher. We transform the student into our accomplice, nuestro cómplice. Cómplice en el crimen de aprender inglés de verdad.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 911-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome back. All right, let's get going. Shall we continue our little inverse translation exercise? It's very simple. I've only covered about four or five sentences. Nadie le cree. Nobody believes him. Why doesn't anybody believe him? ¿Has visto esto? Have you seen this? No, I haven't. What is it? It's called a remote control. Las cosas van bien. Things are going fine. Things are going okay. Things are going okay. Las cosas van bien. Things are going fine. Things are going well. Call me if you need me. And if you don't need me, call me anyway. All right. No me gusta tratar con gente, con esa gente. I don't like to deal with those people. I don't like to deal with people like that. Dame una oportunidad más. Give me one more chance. Give me just one more chance. Alguien te está esperando. Somebody is waiting for you. Yeah, sitting in your car. Janie Higdon. She lives in Alaska, I think, now. She was. Now I don't know. She's probably retired. She was a flight attendant. Yes, for Alaska Airways. Let's see, flight attendant for Alaska Airlines. All right. Janie Higdon, waiting for me in her car, in my car. I didn't know. Okay, but what's the next sentence? Esa idea no funciona. That idea doesn't work. It doesn't work. What do you mean this idea doesn't work? I've tried it myself. Oh, yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So I would suggest that you find another way to approach the solution to this problem. It requires a different approach. So that idea doesn't work. Your idea isn't going to work. Your idea isn't going to work. But it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea. It doesn't work. And so don't even try it. But I've already prepared everything. What do you mean you prepared everything? The table and the chairs are connected. Connected to what? To an electrical wires. So every chair receives an electrical discharge if the person makes a mistake. And I have the buttons here for chair number one, chair two. So if a person makes a mistake speaking English in my class, I push their chair and they receive a shock, an electrical discharge. Well, excuse me, but that can be very painful. No, it's a mild discharge. Una suave descarga eléctrica. Yeah. It's a bit uncomfortable, but... That way, I think my students are going to concentrate more. I don't like your idea. That idea doesn't work. Well, have you ever tried it? No, I haven't. So you've never tried my idea? No, I haven't. I've never tried it. Then how do you know it doesn't work? How do you know it doesn't work? Well, I don't know, but it just seems to me like it wouldn't work. It seems to me like it wouldn't work. And besides, are the students willing to attend your classes knowing that they will receive a mild electrical discharge? Well, they like my classes and they want to learn English. And I said the other day, I said, listen, you're not paying attention enough. You're not focusing. You're not concentrating. You're asleep. I need to wake you up. I need to. You're obtuse. I need acute minds. Necesito mentes agudas, no obtusas. I need acute minds, not obtuse. You're going to receive a mild electrical discharge if you make a mistake. If you say people is, a strong electrical discharge. Esa idea no funciona. That idea doesn't work. Estás malgastando tu tiempo. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Fijaos, you are wasting your time. La contracción de you are is you're. Suena igual que tú. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. I'm wasting my time? No, I'm not. I'm not wasting my time. Yes, you are. What you're doing now is pointless. It's a total waste of time. It's not going to work. Your idea isn't going to work. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting your money, if you're spending any money on that. Vuelve cuando quieras. Come back. Come back whenever you want. Yeah. I'll always be here. For anything you need, just come back whenever you want. Come back whenever you want. Él no posee nada. He doesn't own anything. He doesn't own anything. Yes. He rents a house. His car is a rental is based on a rental contract. And every item, he has a piano at home and it's rented. It's also a rental contract. And why doesn't he buy anything? Well, he doesn't want to possess any type of... he doesn't want to own anything. And why doesn't he want to own anything? Because the type of job he has lends itself to litigation. Excuse me? The type of job he does in his life lends itself to litigation. What do you mean? Lends it, se presta a la litigación. Oh, litigation means court problems, yeah. He doesn't want to own anything because he could lose it in court if somebody sues him. The type of work he does, it lends itself to being sued. He can be sued. He can be sued. Sued? What does sued mean? Demandado. Él puede ser fácilmente demandado por el tipo de trabajo que realiza. It's a very high-risk type of... If he makes a mistake, they will take him to court. Oh. And so he doesn't want to own anything because he can lose it. He has very little money. Any type of money he earns, he spends. Renting things. Or going on vacation. Or eating in nice restaurants. But he doesn't own a house. He doesn't own a car. Well, is he married? No, he's renting his wife. Oh, I didn't know they offered wives for rental. Yeah, you can rent a wife. Yeah. Yeah, it's called Hertz Rental Wife. Yes. Hertz Rental Wife. Yes. You know the company Hertz Rent-A-Car? Yes. What's Hertz Rental Wife? Oh. Yeah, you can rent a wife and then change whenever you want. And so he doesn't want... You mean he's afraid of losing his wife in court? No, I don't think they would sue for the wife in this case. But in any case, vuelve cuando él no posee nada. He doesn't own anything. Tener en propiedad. We use the verb to own a lot in English for tener en propiedad. Yo poseo un coche. I own a car. Se dice mucho en inglés. I own a car. I own two cars, which is not true. I own only one. ¿Quién va a pagar la comida? Who's going to pay for the meal? Who's going to pay for the meal? Si es una comida de sentarse a comer. Si es comida de alimentos comprados, who's going to pay for the food? Who's going to pay for the food? Who's going to pay for the meal? Well, who paid for the last one? I did. Well, then it's my treat. Today it's my treat. Es mi trato? Bueno, mi trato sería my treatment. It's my treat means hoy pago yo. Hoy invito yo. I'll treat. It's my treat. It's on me. The most common way in English to say invito yo para una comida or similar, it's on me. It's on me. Está encima de mí. O sea, literalmente, it is on me. But it's mandatory to make the contraction. It's on me. It's on me. And the intonation needs to be correct. It's on me. It's on me. It's on me. It's on the house. Es la casa invita. It's on the house. Hey, the meal. Waitress, can you bring me the check, please? No. The meal's on the house. It's on the house today. What do you mean it's on the house? That happened to me about 1 year ago. I went to a restaurant with three other people. And we sat down. And the waiter brought the menus and with the drink order. What would you like to drink? Coca-Cola or a glass of wine or a beer? And then the waiter came back. And when the waiter served the drinks, he said, by the way, it's on the house today. I said, yeah? Well, yes, because it was only the second time I'd ever gone to that restaurant. I believe he said, it's on the house. And I said, thank you, but for what reason? He says, the owner listens to your radio show and has been listening to your radio show for over 10 years. And when he found out that you are here today, he gave us instructions to invite you. So it's on the house. And I have him on the telephone right now. I said, put me on. What's his name? He said, his name is Javier. I said, Don Javier, thank you very much. And he said, Don Richard, I've listened to you for 10 years. And so that's one of the perks. One of the perks means one of the extra benefits you get. I get occasionally, from time to time, occasionally, every now and then, every so often, every once in a while. Every once in a while, every now and then, every so often, from time to time, occasionally, I get this perk, something like that. And it's a very nice restaurant, by the way. For the four of us, that meal probably would have cost maybe 160 euros. So I saved 160 euros thanks to this radio show because the owner of the restaurant, when he spoke to me on the phone, he says, you don't know how much I have benefited from your show. And it's the least I can do is to offer you a free meal. So I got a free meal. All right. But I left a 10-euro tip for the waiters. Okay, let's go on, shall we? ¿Quién va a pagar la comida? ¿La comida? ¿La comida? Who's going to pay for the meal? You pay the bill. You pay the check. But you pay for the item or the service. You pay for. ¿Quién va a pagar la gasolina? Who's going to pay for the gasoline? ¿Quién va a pagar la cuenta? I don't know. Who's going to pay the bill? Porque no estás comprando una factura. O una cuenta. Estás pagando una comida o la gasolina, lo que sea. Who's going to pay for? Who's going to pay for the party? To pay for. No tenemos que hacerlo. We don't have to do it. In the end, it's not necessary. We don't have to do it. What do you mean? We don't have to pay taxes. What do you mean we don't have to pay taxes? It's no longer necessary. Yes. The official State Gazette published this morning a new royal decree. Excuse me. Yeah. This morning in the official State Gazette. What's that? La Gaceta Estatal Oficial. It's el Boletín del Estado. Oh. Really? Yeah, we say the official Gazette. Although that type of publicar, to publish laws or decrees, decretos, mediante un boletín. You know, we don't have that in the United States. I'm not sure if they do it in Great Britain or Ireland either. But when you need to say it, you would say it would be the official gazette, gaceta, gazette, boletín oficial del estado is the name of it. Now, in English, I don't know what you call that, except let's see, the boletín oficial del estado is the official state gazette, lo que dije, ¿eh? Yes. Originally it was known as La Gaceta de Madrid, the Madrid Gazette. But it was for all of the official Gazette of the Kingdom of Spain. The official Gazette. Yes. A government gazette, Gacete, Concete, Gacete y Doblete, is a periodical publication that has been authorized to publish public or legal notices. All right. You know, I don't know if there's an official gazette in the, I'm sure there isn't in the United States. But I don't know how they officially publish the laws. I don't know. But as I was saying, no tenemos que hacerlo. We don't have to do it. We don't have to do what? We don't have to pay taxes. What do you mean we don't have to pay taxes? I told you this morning in the official state gazette, a royal decree says that starting on September 1st, 2021, which is a few days ago, Spanish people no longer have to pay taxes. Come on, you're pulling my leg. No. So you don't need to worry about paying taxes anymore. No, I don't believe it. That's a tall tale, un cuento chino. I don't believe that. All right, pero no tenemos que hacerlo. We don't have to do it. Haré la reserva para ti. En el restaurante, por ejemplo. I'll make the reservation for you. I'll make the reservation for you. To make a reservation, or plural, to make reservations. Hacer la reserva, hacer reservas. To make a reservation. I'll make reservations. Hey, Richard, yeah. When was the last time you made reservations in a restaurant? The last time I made reservations in a restaurant was 2 days ago. 2 days ago? You mean on Saturday? Yeah. You made reservations? Yeah, I made a reservation. I reserved a table for three people. For what? For Sunday, the following day? You mean for yesterday? No, I made a reservation for three people in a nearby restaurant for this coming Wednesday, the day after tomorrow. This coming Wednesday, este venidero miércoles, así se dice. This coming Wednesday. Last Saturday, 2 days ago, I made a reservation for three people at a restaurant, at a nearby restaurant, in un cercano restaurante. At a restaurant nearby. If I put nearby after a restaurant, it's in un restaurante cerca de aquí, in a restaurant near here. And it's interesting, I've never been to that restaurant. So, but lately in the past 2 weeks, I've changed my route to go home. Right now I'm using public transport. And I walk through on a back route to the bus stop that passes by this restaurant. I didn't know the restaurant existed. And I said, look, this restaurant, I think it's new. But it looks nice from the outside, so I decided that this Wednesday, we'll try it. Who are you going to have lunch with? I'm going to have lunch with Fitz and Jesus. With Fitz? So with Fitz. Yeah, no excuses. We're going to have lunch on Wednesday together with Jesus. And who's Jesus? Jesus. You mean the Jesus in this company? Well, there's several people by the name of Jesus. Yeah, but the one you're having lunch with. Oh, he's the head of, he has the most difficult job in the company. He's the head of the head of logistics. Logistics means finding, you know, placing the teachers, coordinating the teachers, coordinating 400 teachers, giving them their schedules, lining up the classes in the most efficient and effective way. And so that's the logistics. It's not easy. It's the job, probably the most difficult job in the, well, it could be the most stressful job. Difficult, it depends. If you have enough teachers, it's not difficult. But if you have to do magic, and you have to stretch our abilities, it's typical. This type of job in every company, logistics, expediting teachers, one or products. But he's a fantastic guy. All right. Haré la reserva para ti. I'll make the reservation for you. ¿Qué tenemos aquí, eh? What do we have here? We have an inability to communicate. Yes, we have an inability to communicate. I think that was from a movie. From Cool Hand Luke. You may remember the movie, A Failure to Communicate. What we've got here, Captain? What we've got here is a failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week. A failure to communicate. Cool Hand Luke. You're going to get used to wearing them chains after a while, Luke. Don't you never stop listening to them clinking. Because they're going to remind you of what I've been saying for your own good. Okay, that was the head of the prison, and Luke was the prisoner. I think it's called La Leyenda del Indomable or something like that. La Leyenda del Indomable. Cool Hand Luke is the... La Leyenda del Indomable, Cool Hand Luke. It was a movie made, I think, in 19... Let's see, it was released. The movie was made in 1965? No, that's the book. Let's see, the movie was released in 1967, October 31st. That's Halloween, 1967, Cool Hand Luke. And it was a very popular movie at the time. And Paul Newman plays the part. He plays the part of a prisoner in a country prison out in the middle of the country. It's a small prison, and he escapes several times. And the warden, El Alcaide, says this: "You need to get used to wearing them chains after a while." You're going to get used to wearing them chains after a while, Luke. Which means, te vas a acostumbrar a llevar esas cadenas después de un rato llevándolas, Lucas. You're going to get used to wearing those chains after a while, Luke. Don't you never stop listening to them clinking. That's Louisiana English. Don't you never stop listening to them clinking. Which means never stop listening to them clinking. Clink, clink. Don't you ever. But he makes a double negative. Don't you never stop. Don't you never stop listening to them clinking. Because they're going to remind you what I've been saying for your own good. Because they are going to remind you of what I have been saying to you. Para tu propio bien. For your own good. And Paul Newman responds, "I wish you'd stop being so good to me, Captain." And he responds, "Don't you ever talk that way to me. Never, never. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. A failure to communicate." It was a pretty good movie, eh? And in that movie, he eats about 58 or 60 hard-boiled eggs, which I think is impossible. Yeah. I don't remember how many How many hard-boiled eggs did Paul Newman eat in Cool Hand Luke? 50 eggs. Nobody can eat 50 eggs. It was a bet. And Paul Newman eats 50 hard-boiled eggs in 1 hour. All right. Yes. Is it possible to eat 50 hard-boiled eggs? Well, in the movie, Paul Newman successfully eats 50 hard-boiled eggs. Do you think that's possible? I don't know. I'll be right back.
Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
La verdad que ha sido una experiencia increíble, sobre todo, bueno, las personas de ceremonias, tanto Carmen como Carlota, el feedback que hemos tenido con ellas, luego el buen ambiente que hemos tenido con todos los grupos, tanto las personas anglosajonas como los compañeros españoles, y luego la inmersión y la intensidad que hemos tenido ha sido siempre de una manera constructiva.
He venido sola sin mis compañeros, lo que a priori me daba un poquillo de angustia, porque claro, vienes sola, eres un poquillo tímida, qué sé yo, pero después tú llegas aquí y la verdad que aquí toda la gente como que intenta todo el mundo de ayudarte, todo el mundo es muy amable. Además descubres eso, que hay valores como internacionales, la solidaridad, el ayudarse el uno al otro. No sé, la verdad que está siendo interesante y luego creo eso, que hemos mejorado un montón, por lo